feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita.
Well, who is more presidential? You look at the contrast of what has happened in the last few hours in New York City. Welcome to the Rita Cosby Show. In just a few moments, we are going to hear from Caroline Leavitt, who is President Trump's 2024 National Press Secretary, to get her take on what has been an extraordinary and very emotional day. At least for President Trump, who came to town. There were four American presidents in the Big Apple in the last few hours. What an extraordinary day. You have President Trump, who is visiting the family of Jonathan Diller. That is the slain NYPD officer, 31 years old, who was gunned down earlier this week by a repeat career criminal, leaving behind his wife, Stephanie, now a widow, and his one-year-old son. So you have that contrast. And then on the flip side, you have President Biden, who is all about the money tonight. Here he is in New York City. And the fundraiser just wrapped up a little bit ago, a few minutes ago. It was supposed to be the biggest fundraising haul ever for a fundraising event for a presidential candidate. It's a big money event, but it shows he's also really worried because he had to bring in the big guns. He had to bring in Barack Obama and also President Bill Clinton. So two very, very much beloved Democrats to get people to come out and see him, because it's not like people were going to be rushing out to see Joe Biden. And what a contrast it was from President Trump, who I've had the honor of knowing for a long time. He genuinely loves law enforcement. He genuinely appreciates our men and women in blue. And I was not surprised that he took the time to come up today and he went to Massapequa Park, Long Island, and went to the wake to show respect for this slain officer who was gunned down again by somebody who never should have seen the light of day, somebody who had 21 prior arrests, and the driver in the same vehicle had 14 prior arrests. And there was a lot of finger pointing tonight at the policies that allowed that moment to happen. We also learned today that the gun jammed from the killer, that the killer who shot Jonathan Diller was planning on shooting and killing his partner, it looks like, and then the gun jammed. Thank goodness, or he would have probably killed his partner too. It would have been a double murder. It is just shocking, and we have to protect our men and women in blue. And President Trump, well, he went there to the wake today, showed his support, held everybody, talked with them, offered his condolences, his prayers, and offer his support, and said things must change. Listen to what President Trump, who came out after the wake and very briefly spoke with reporters. You could tell he was deeply moved by this very, very disheartening moment in American history, and obviously thinking so much of the family of 31-year-old Jonathan Diller.
What message did you convey to the family?
You got to toughen it up.
What do you mean?
We're going to have law and order. These things can't happen. We need law and order. It just can't happen. Thank you very much.
We need law and order. And what a contrast that was to President Biden, who is the current occupant in the Oval Office, who, as far as we know, has still not called the Diller family. And in fact, today, when Corinne Jean-Pierre was talking about it, he didn't even mention the name. She didn't even say the name. It's like they're trying to distance themselves from anything that could go back to these far left policies, almost like the open border. They never want to talk about fentanyl. He owed the Diller family at least a phone call. He should have visited today. He was in the city mucking it up for a big money fundraiser with former presidents. And what, he couldn't make a few minutes to go over and to go to the wake of a slain NYPD officer, the biggest police force in the country, a young officer who was beloved? You couldn't make the time to either call or at least even come by, do anything? That speaks volumes. Well, joining us tonight to talk about all of this is Caroline Leavitt. She is the 2024 National Press Secretary for President Trump. Caroline, great to have you here on the Rita Cosby Show.
Hey, Rita, thank you so much for having me. And you just absolutely nailed it, laying out the grave contrast that we witnessed in New York City today. What a solemn, sad, tragic day for the city of New York, for our country, for the NYPD, and of course for Officer Diller's family. I can tell you firsthand that the president was so incredibly honored that the family invited him to the services today. He took the time out of his very busy schedule to go to New York, to be there, to pay his respects, and he left in an incredibly somber mood, as you can expect, after meeting with this beautiful family whose pride and joy, their husband, their son, their brother, their father, in the case of Officer Diller's one-year-old child, has been taken from them because of Democrat soft-on-crime policies. And as President Trump said today, this is happening too often in our country. We need change. We need to vote for a leader who actually stands up for common sense, law and order, and stands up for our law enforcement. Joe Biden has failed to do it. President Trump did it, and he's fighting so hard to do it again for families like Officer Diller's and so many across this country.
How emotional was it for him? Because President Trump definitely seemed moved when he came out. You could tell he understood the gravity of this moment, and he is so great with connecting with people. You know that. I know that, Caroline. How deeply affected was he by going? It seemed like he was very moved to see that sea of blue there, too.
Absolutely. The president was deeply moved by the invitation in the first place to be invited by Officer Diller's family and the NYPD union. And, of course, he made every effort to get up there today in the midst of his busy schedule. He went, and you could tell, of course, after he left the services that, you know, he was heartbroken for the family and for the New York Police Department that has been put through so much over the past 3 years under Joe Biden's leadership that has trickled down into the city of New York. You have politicians who don't care about law enforcement. They publicly berate them. They publicly call to defund them. Meanwhile, these guys and girls are out there on the streets sacrificing their lives, quite literally. That's exactly what Officer Diller did. He sacrificed his life in a routine traffic stop and was killed by a man who was arrested 21 times prior. And so it's incredibly saddening, but I also know it's infuriating to President Trump. He is disgusted by what he sees happening in Joe Biden's America, and that's why he's doing this. He does not have to be running for president. You've known him a long time, Rita. You know well he could live a very nice life. Mar-a-Lago is a beautiful place. The president loves to golf. He could golf every day, but instead he's doing stuff like this because he truly cares about this country, cares about Americans, cares about the people. He's the man of the people. While President Biden has shown us who he really is in the last 3 years, we've known it for decades. He's been in quote-unquote public service for 50 years, really. But he is a corrupt career politician who doesn't care about the people that are suffering because of his policies. He's controlled so much by the far-left Democrats that he couldn't even pick up the phone and call Officer Diller's family, just like he couldn't even apologize to Laken Riley's family for the murder of for her murder. He apologized to the illegal alien who did it. This is more of the same from a corrupt and incompetent president who doesn't deserve another 4 years in office.
You know, Caroline Leavitt, I thought the same thing, too. It's odd. It's like the same way as he's handled Laken Riley, like he doesn't want to draw attention to it almost because the narrative is crime. What crime? And you know what I found really stunning? That Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, just like the border, which I don't think anybody in their right mind buys that it's the Republicans' fault, but that's what the White House is trying to spin. You could hear her today, even on Air Force One coming up to New York. She was trying to say, well, it's the Republicans who are talking about defunding the police. I thought, what planet are they on? But are you surprised that that's the spin that they're clearly trying to do on everything?
No, because as you just said, that's what they're doing on everything. They're refusing to take responsibility for all of the crises that they have created, that Biden's policies have created. They refuse to take responsibility to this very day for the wide open border invasion that America has been suffering from for 3 years now. We've had more than 13 million illegal immigrants that we know of that have come into this country in every single state. Many of them are committing heinous crimes, aggravated assault, rape, murder. And you see these local news headlines every single day. Just this past week in Michigan, another young, beautiful American woman lost her life at the hands of an illegal immigrant who shot her stone cold dead and left her body on the side of the highway. I mean, these tragic stories are happening every single day, and Joe Biden refuses to take responsibility for them. He just wants people to turn a blind eye and to say, oh, no, Donald Trump, he's the threat to democracy. Don't vote for him. Vote for me. Everything will be fine. No, Joe Biden is the threat to democracy. Our democracy is hanging by a thread. We have chaos and division all across this country and all across this world. Our adversaries are taking advantage of us because they see Joe Biden's weakness. We cannot afford 4 more years of these policies. Biden won't take responsibility for them, so he surely is not going to change them. Can we imagine 4 more years of soft on crime, lawlessness in Democrat-run cities? Can we imagine 4 more years of a border invasion, 4 more years of Biden's tax and spend policies and increased regulation, higher taxes, what that would do to our economy, selling jobs over to China, shipping our auto industry and our American industries overseas? We will lose our country if we have 4 more years of Biden, and that is not an exaggeration.
You know, it was refreshing to see a president talk about law and order today, and I'm referring to President Trump, because just as you said, we don't hear that from our current occupant in the Oval Office. How much do you think our men and women in blue, in terms of support, would have if President Trump comes back in office? And he's always had a great relationship with, you know, law and order and also the veterans and respect for authority when you see just his history. But how different do you think America will feel? And boy, there's a lot to clean up also, Caroline Leavitt.
There is a lot to do. And President Trump has said that on day one, the world will know that we have a strong leader in the Oval Office, a strong commander-in-chief who will work to rebuild our military and take care of our veterans. President Trump says it all the time. Joe Biden is giving a free ride to illegal immigrants. They get free plane rides to their city of their choosing. Then when they get there, they get a free hotel stay. They're getting prepaid debit cards for hundreds of dollars to buy food and clothes. But yet we have homeless American veterans on the streets. That's disgraceful. And President Trump will put an end to that on day one. And he will always, always, always back our men and women in law enforcement. He's going to empower them again on day one to actually remove violent criminals and illegal immigrants off of the streets, to deport illegals back to where they came from. Joe Biden has tied the hands of our law enforcement. Our state and local law enforcement on the ground and our communities cannot work with the feds and with ICE and with DHS to deport people. They don't pick up ICE doesn't pick up the phone because Joe Biden has prevented deportations in this country. President Trump will turn that around, and he will let law enforcement lead and do what they signed up to do so bravely and so honorably. And law enforcement knows that, Rita. Everywhere we go, any city, any state, the president is always greeted by, the motorcade that we drive in from venue to venue is filled with state and local law enforcement, state troopers that are so honored to protect the president. But at any event we go to, President Trump always makes a point to stop what he's doing, to say hello to the men and women in uniform that are there to protect him. And they are always so humbled and honored to see him. I've seen the love firsthand. It really is something to behold. And we're very confident that he will win a large majority of the law enforcement and military and veteran vote in this country. And we're proud to say that he will always stand with them.
Yeah, there is no question about it. We need a warrior, by the way, to fix things in America right now. And Trump is certainly a warrior and certainly has the respect of our law enforcement. There is no doubt about that. It was really powerful to see him. I think it was magnificent. And it was beautiful that he came and took the time to be there with law enforcement, especially on such an important day. It says so much about his character and who he is. Caroline Leavitt, thank you so much for being with us. President Trump's 2024 National Press Secretary. Wish you so much luck, Caroline. Thank you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Rita. We appreciate you and what you do, and we love New York City. Thank you to your audience for supporting the president, and have a very happy Easter. Thank you.
You too, my friend, very much. Many blessings to you. Thank you, and to the president, too. Thank you, Caroline, very, very much. And everybody, we'll take your calls when we come back here on The Rita Cosby Show, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222.
The Rita Cosby Show. It's the Rita Cosby Show.
And we were just talking with Caroline Leavitt, President Trump's 2024 National Press Secretary, because he came to the wake today to show his support for Jonathan Diller. And last night, there was also a vigil that took place in Long Island. And listen to one of the speakers, because this death of Jonathan Diller has just hit everybody to our core. And what an enormous, enormous loss.
That child is going to grow up without a father. And it's because of the rampant crime that's going around in all the cities. And it's just sad to see. You know, it's tough to deal with.
It is tough to deal with. Let's go to Dom in Minnesota. Dom, your thoughts.
Yeah, Rita, you know, the contrast between couldn't be more stark between three Democratic presidents raising $25 million to get a senile old man reelected and President Trump attending Jonathan Diller's wake to mourn with the families. I'll bet you every swag bag at Biden's fundraiser had one of Michelangelo Hunter's painting and a few ounces of white powder.
Ah, Dom, you always have some good zingers, but you know what? You're right. The contrast could not be more clear. It says people's priorities, and it talks about how President Trump loves our men and women in blue.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God, with a powerful story coming from Somerset, Pennsylvania, where around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon, first responders were called to the home in Somerset Borough, Pennsylvania, for a report of a basement fire. Two police officers there, Kevin Husick and Stephen Borowski, were both nearby. They were the first there to get to the scene, and they determined that a woman was trapped in a bedroom on the lower level of the house. They broke the basement window with a baton. They crawled through the window, and the room was already completely filled with smoke. They were able to get the individual out. Amazingly, soon after they did, the home was almost completely engulfed in flames. They say they had just a few seconds to spare. What an incredible story. Now, ambulances arrived. They immediately then took the woman to the hospital. And one of the officers even performed first aid on the woman and also on his partner, because the partner also was choking and coughing from all of this severe smoke inhalation. Thankfully, both officers were treated, discharged, and believe it or not, returned to work the next morning. The woman is said to also be doing okay and is expected to make a full recovery. Thankful to be alive, thanks to these officers and their quick thinking. And by the way, in the next hour, you know, we always do our support our heroes here on The Rita Cosby Show. We're going to be talking about something amazing that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation did for Officer Jonathan Diller's family. And that's going to be coming up in the next hour here on The Rita Cosby Show, because we always do our beautiful support our heroes and our Back the Blue. And you know how much we always back the men and women in blue every single night here on The Rita Cosby Show. And of course, we are thinking of Officer Jonathan Diller's family, his widow and his one-year-old son. And today, of course, President Biden was at a star-studded gala at Radio City Music Hall. And it was a big money gala where people got a chance either to just watch the concert, look at the president's talking, or they could get a picture. Now, it wasn't like people were clamoring to get a picture with President Biden, but then they threw in former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, and they were ending up charging $100,000 upwards, all the way up to get this, $500,000. Isn't that incredible? If you got invited to like a pre-reception, or if you took pictures with the three presidents together. So while all that was going on, again, President Trump was about 30 miles away, flew up, and went to the wake for slain Officer Jonathan Diller. And again, juxtapose these two, you know, presidential experiences. You've got the current president of the United States, who still has not even said Jonathan Diller's name. And it seems like a lot of people, even in the White House, seem to have a problem saying it. They're forced because reporters are now finally asking a lot of questions, thank goodness. But today, this is interesting. On the way up, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, is asked on Air Force One, well, wait a minute. Okay, President Biden's coming up. He seems to be coming up. He came up quite a few hours before the gala at Radio City Music Hall even started. Long Island isn't that far away, as you guys know. It's not that far, especially if you're president of the United States. It's easy to kind of get around, even through New York traffic. There's a way to figure it out if you're president of the United States. Is he going to go visit the Diller family? Is he going to go to the wake? Is he going to show his respects to this brave man and his family? This man who was beloved, he had only been on the force a few years, but was beloved on the force and beloved in the community and in the country. And listen to this word salad that reporters got from Corinne Jean-Pierre. She totally dodges the question when she's asked, is he going to make the time to just go even for a few minutes and visit the Diller family and show his respect to the family and our men and women in blue? Listen to this one.
So President Biden will be in New York City for most of the day doing fundraising. Former President Donald Trump is going to the wake of the NYPD officer. I wondered if you mentioned that the president spoke to Mayor Adams. I wonder if he'd spoke to the family of the officer. And also, you know, Trump is blaming a lot of crime on Biden. I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I don't have any private communications to share at this time. Our hearts go out, obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family who have tragically lost one of their own. The president grieves for them and honors their sacrifice. Look, the president has stood with law enforcement his entire career and continues to stand with them as they put their lives on the line for their communities. Under his leadership, we'll continue to support police officers and ensure that they have resources they need to continue to do the work, the all-important work that they have to do on behalf of the community.
You know what, Corinne Jean-Pierre, shame on you. It is not a trick question. And her little dancing clearly means that the president didn't have time to go to Officer Diller's wake, which was today. It continues tomorrow, by the way, as well. And then the funeral will be on Saturday. I have been to a number of police funerals. They are so emotional. They are so gut-wrenching. And I remember I went to Wilbur Moore's Of course, remember him and Jason Rivera, those two young officers who were killed not that long ago on the NYPD. And when I went to Wilbur Morrow's funeral, it was so emotional. The sea of blue that you could see on Fifth Avenue in New York, it was just a gut punch, because you could see the pain when you lose a fellow officer, a fellow member of the blue family. And it's something I felt we all need to do to show our respect. I've had many friends who've also been injured, and some who have been killed in the line of duty. And every time I go, I have tears in my eyes, because we need to show our respect to these great heroes who put their lives on the line for all of us. And yet, President Biden, here he is in town. He was obviously focused on fundraising, focused on politics yet again, and not being a president. A president picks up the phone, calls the family, and a president goes to the wake. That should have been his priority over making money. And I think that split screen of at one moment you see the former president, President Trump, walking in to the funeral home there in Massapequa Park with his head hung low, because he could tell the gravity of that moment. And he's with all these great men and women in blue, and just how serious and somber he was. And when he came out, how somber and eloquent he was also about what he experienced and his love and support for our law enforcement. And then there's President Biden going into Radio City, having a good old time, not even saying the name. It's disgusting. I found it really reprehensible. And I made me angry as an American, because our president, the least he could do, especially because he's in town, you make the time and you go to the wake and you do whatever you can to help that family and to help the law enforcement family across this nation, period. But here is President Trump when he left the wake. Listen to what he said.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently, because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
Very presidential, very dignified, saying it is time to get back to law and order. It feels like the world is like completely upside down when you think about what is happening to our law enforcement and all of these attacks on law enforcement. There have been hundreds in the last few years. 378 cops shot just last year. Also, 200,000 a year homicides across this country. 3 years in a row, guess who's been president? President Joe Biden. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Robert in Brooklyn. Robert, your thoughts.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to point out, first of all, on the 5 o'clock hour with, you know, Cass and you, Cass and Cosby, you had the Tunnel to Towers Foundation person on there.
Yeah, Frank Siller.
You know, I know, even though financial situation is not so great, but I have to give something, you know, for Jonathan Deller. You know, I mean, his son is orphaned at like 1 year old. His wife is widowed. It's just horrific. And, you know, just the following four names, in any sane world, we guarantee Trump and the Republicans: Jonathan Diller, Lake and Riley, Kefir, and Ariel Bibas. Just those four people alone, in a sane world, how it would be unconscionable for Biden and the Democrats to win. But meanwhile, while Trump is visiting the wake and Biden seems to be totally detached, Biden is raising millions and millions of dollars, and they're expecting Biden to raise $2 billion to propagandize, to dominate all the commercials. They already control most of the mass media. They control most of the, you know, Harvard, anti-Semitic Harvard, and anti-law enforcement Harvard, and all these places, and the public schools that are anti-Semitic and against law enforcement, and letting all these illegals in here. But you would think it would be a piece of cake that we win. But they seem to control, like, all the power structure. They seem to control the judicial system. They seem to control the educational system. They seem to, all the big money seems to go to Biden. Trump is barely trying to hang in there. He's being persecuted left and right. And, you know, we got to do our best to get Trump in and give him a Congress that'll help him get his stuff passed. For example, Trump wants to give immunity, at least some limited immunity for police officers. They shouldn't have to walk in eggshells. And, you know, it's just, we have to do our best to help Trump. And, you know, there should be flyers made for, like, you know, I know for Kefir Bibas and Ariel Bibas, but also Lake and Riley and Jonathan Diller. There should be flyers posted all over, because they have billions of dollars. We have to go low budget, but we have to do our best to fight this information war, because we desperately need Trump. I mean, everything is on the line now. It's just unbelievable. They're destroying this country. How it cannot be intentional. I mean, Biden, I don't know. They said in the New York Times, there was an article saying that Obama's pulling the strings of Biden.
Well, Robert, also Obama recently went to the White House, and specifically there have been a lot of reports that he pulled, you know, Biden aside and said, you need help, buddy. And why do you think they're there tonight? I mean, there is no doubt. It is an amazing moment that you see three presidents together in one place at a fundraiser. It's very unusual, but it clearly shows that Biden is desperately worried. And what it also shows is that Obama and Clinton are worried, because they're looking at the same polls. Now, you brought up an interesting point. Yes, there is a lot of money on the Democratic side, and apparently they raised $25 million tonight, because they also had these celebrities and they had all these others there, right? So when you put all that together, yeah, there's a lot of money. But what they don't have, is a right to change the facts. The facts are the facts. The key is getting the message out, because just like you said, they're trying to spin it first off and say, oh, well, what border, what crime? Well, guess what? We all see the images of what's happening at the border. You can't hide the fact that about 10 million plus have crossed the border under President Biden. And you can't hide the fact that there are so many of these violent, random crimes that are happening all over the country, not just in New York, but all over the country. And people don't feel safe. I mean, those are facts. So they can sit and try to spin it all day long, and some of their media friends can try to spin it all day long. But I also think we all experience, and we experience it when we go to the grocery store. You see how much inflation is costing all of us. The price, you go to the grocery store, anybody's been to the grocery store in the last, like, you know, let alone few days, let alone last year or two, prices are skyrocketing. You look at the mortgages, prices are skyrocketing. All of these things, you can't put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. And at the end of the day, I think the most important thing that Republicans and people who care about law and order is getting the word out, and let people not forget the names you just mentioned and the pictures of the border and those crime victims, and never forget, as we are talking about tonight, Jonathan Diller. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
And the death of 31-year-old NYPD officer Jonathan Diller hits close to home, I think, to everybody who loves law enforcement, and especially those who have lost their comrades in the law enforcement community. This was a really moving moment. I was watching it earlier today when former FBI agent Nicole Parker was on TV and listened to when she was describing the loss of Jonathan Diller, thinking about the loss of her partner, and she broke down.
First of all, I can tell you that my heart is pounding on my chest because it does take me back to that day. Every law enforcement officer's worst nightmare is to receive notification that your brother or sister has been killed in the line of duty. I experienced that firsthand working in the FBI Miami division. We had two FBI agents that were shot and killed in the line of duty February 2nd of 2021 when they're executing a search warrant against a child predator. It's real. Sorry.
I think we all feel that way today after the loss of Jonathan Diller. Let's go to JC in Pennsylvania. JC.
There's two types of people, Rita. There's givers and takers, okay? The takers, the Bidens, the left, the Democrats. The givers, the conservatives, President Trump. There's nothing more important than you can do for a person is than to give yourself a gentle touch, a kind word, to go out of your way when you do not have to be humble about it, and to be appreciative that you're even there to comfort somebody. That's what Trump did, okay? The takers, all they do is keep taking. They put everybody in the line of fire. The givers, they try to comfort people. We need more givers. We need less takers. Things will not change in New York City until the people speak their word. They have to stop supporting the left. They have to stop cuddling the Democrats. And all the people need to go out into the streets, and they need to have their voice heard louder than the protesters that are protesting for Gaza. They need to go out, and the only way this is going to stop in New York City is if they protest in New York City, on Long Island, in Albany, and every single place in New York State. That's the only way that's going to change until we put Trump back into the White House, which is not just a dream. It is a reality.
Well, and JC, I hear what you're saying with the protests. And in fact, in the next hour, we're going to play some of the protests that were outside of Radio City. And your point about a reality, you look at the polls. There's a new poll that just came out, and it shows Trump ahead 5 points on the national level. Why do you think he's trying to pull out President, Obama and Clinton?